Audio Renaissance presents The Ravenscar Dynasty by Barbara Taylor Bradford. Read for you by Rick Jerram.
Yorkshire, 1904. Edward de Ravenel galloped ahead at great speed, leaving his brothers behind, rapidly gaining the advantage. He urged his white stallion forward, oblivious to the icy weather, the lash of the wind on his face. At one moment, half turning in the saddle, glancing behind him, Edward laughed out loud, his hilarity filling the air as he waved to his brothers. George, endeavouring to catch up, his face grim in its determination. Richard, struggling even farther behind, yet laughing and waving back. But then he was the youngest, and much less competitive, the baby of the family, and Edward's particular favourite. For a split second, Edward considered slowing down and allowing Richard to win this impromptu race which had come about spontaneously a short while before, then instantly changed his mind. George would inevitably contrive to finish first by pushing Richard out of the way in his overriding desire to be the winner. Somehow, he always managed to do this, no matter what the circumstances, and this Edward could not permit. He strived to make certain Richard was never humiliated, never diminished by George, who was older than Richard by 3 years, and frequently endeavoured to lord it over the younger boy. Edward continued at a gentler pace along the narrow path, glancing to his left as he did. The cliffs fell steeply to the rocks and the beach. 600 feet below him, the North Sea roared under the gusting...